This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. John Kennedy had Hyannisport, Ronald Reagan his Santa Barbara Ranch. For President Bush and his wife Laura, their refuge is Prairie Chapel Ranch in Crawford, Texas. Of course, no president ever is truly on vacation. Last week, the war in Iraq was worsening, and the 9/11 Commission was asking whether the 2001 terrorist attacks could have been prevented. So after a morning watching those hearings on television, the president emerged to lead sportsmen on a pickup truck tour of the ranch. And Mrs. Bush gave NPR's Ketzel Levine a rare glimpse of the place that brings her solace.
A bird of prey careened in the powder blue sky on this stunning spring morning at the Bush Ranch. Its 1,600 acres are surprisingly varied, with cattle range, rocky canyons, and a man-made fish-stocked lake. The Bush House is a contemporary lean and low-slung building made of glass and honey-colored stone. All around it, where we're standing, wind bends the buffalo grass, and reckless spills of wildflowers puddle along the ground. Evergreen oaks flex their shaggy-barked bodies, mockingbirds toss a few tunes, and the urgencies of the world, for now, slip by unnoticed. Laura Bush is at home.
I heard an owl this morning in this big tree before the sun came up.
She's also recently heard the call of bobwhite quail, seen ospreys and Mexican hawks. Just the other day, she says, her husband went for a walk and came upon a wild turkey guarding its nests. To Laura Bush, these are some of the signs that her efforts are paying off. Since building this home 3 years ago, her priority has been restoration, bringing back native grasses and plants.
One of the things the native grasses do is it really gives wildlife the habitat that they're used to. Of course, quail had always been here, but not over the last several years, because it's a cattle ranch and there are cattle, and quail are ground nesters. All of the ground nesters are disturbed by livestock, but at the same time, if they don't have the big, tall native grasses to nest in, they're not here.
Laura Bush has been called a closet naturalist, but her interests are far from surreptitious. While her husband is frequently criticized by environmentalists for policies that don't go far enough, she seems positively green. The first giveaway is the environmentally savvy front lawn. It's made of a soft, fine buffalo grass, native to the Great Plains. The grass is drought-tolerant, requires no fertilizer or maintenance, and in today's wind, undulates in waves.
Let's walk right here. We'll just go to what we've done around the house that's close. We encircle the house, the buffalo grass lawn, with native wildflowers, and as you can see, the bluebonnets are the ones that are making the big show right now.
The bluebonnets are rioting, bubbling up from the ground, along with tangerine Indian paintbrush and yellow Texas stars. We saw the plants on the drive here earlier, by the millions along the highway, the flowering legacy of Lady Bird Johnson. But it's the quietest plants that delight Laura Bush, the American prairie grasses, the tall licks, and the shimmering tassels that will someday dominate this 50-acre field. First, though, she has to get rid of the competition, the non-native grasses. She figures at least 2 years of plowing and spot spraying before the unwanted plants are gone.
At the end of that time, the man who's working on this native restoration for me, who's here with us today, Mike Williams.
Hi, Mike.
Howdy.
He looks for pieces, for remnants of intact prairie. And so he'll use seeds from his own prairie, which will be about 75% little blue stem and then about 25% wildflowers and other prairie flowers.
So can you identify the different grass species?
Sure, but I like to go with Mike for him to identify them for me.
I think you're underestimating your eye as a horticulturalist.
I know the switchgrass, for instance. It's mainly over on the other side of the lake because it likes more water. I'm always wondering why it's called the switchgrass. You know, like if parents broke a piece of it off to switch their kids.
Sounds like a good guess, actually.
A few things are working against Laura Bush's restoration, nothing that a central Texas gardener hasn't faced before. There's drought, killing heat, and a soil that's been depleted, first by cotton farming, then by cows. Still, it's a whole lot better than gardening in West Texas. That's where Laura Bush grew up. She is wistful when she thinks of her hometown, Midland, and the ecological damage there that's been done.
I think what happened in West Texas is such an example in the worst way of what we've done to not just what humans have done. I mean, there are also a lot of things about living in a fragile environment where there's a very unforgiving climate. But in West Texas, when it was first settled, which was just over 100 years ago, published accounts say, or accounts of the settlers that moved there, that the grass was flank high on a horse. But then that was plowed and it was grazed, and the cattle trails that ran through there brought mesquite, which was not a native. And then long periods of drought, starting with the Dust Bowl at the first part of the last century, and then in the 50s again, which is when I grew up there, caused huge sandstorms. And now in Midland, if the wind blows, the sand blows.
She suggests that reversing the damage, if possible at all, will depend on the kind of restoration effort she's undertaking here at the ranch.
Just walk down the other way now, and we'll walk down to what we've added that's not native, and that is just the garden that we've done between the house and the pool.
Now, do you have any time to get your hands dirty?
I do. You know, I like to work in the yard when I'm here. What I love to do in the spring is go to the nurseries in Austin. There are a few that specialize in native plants and choose plants for the garden.
We've now arrived at the house, designed to sit comfortably among a handful of gnarled old oaks. The house is circled by a stone-filled trough, part of an eco-friendly design to capture and reuse rainwater in the garden. Walking along outside, Laura Bush takes us past rooms with massive windows. You can look right through the rooms, out to the back. She stops in front of one window and says, "That's our bedroom." She is the only one not embarrassed by the view. Laura Bush then leads us around to the side to a walkway lined with flowers, confetti-colored lantana and giddy apricot bulbs. We are a long way from Washington.
I hope you don't think this is an inappropriate question, but there is so much going on in the world right now. Things are so very difficult and so painful. And I wonder if you at all feel guilty when you're out carefree and you're working in the garden, or do you let yourself go?
I would say that instead I feel very fortunate, and I know you're right, our times are so difficult and they're so challenging, and for everyone, when you read the newspaper, it's everywhere, you know, not just Iraq, Afghanistan, and the United States, but Spain, and you know, everywhere, the whole idea of terrorism and the idea that man, you know, men and women can be so brutal with each other and with innocent people. And there's something in a way that is reassuring about being outside and working in the garden, and that is that time does pass and that life will go on, and that all of us, everyone who lives here on Earth, has this beautiful Earth to live on and to seek solace with when we're outside.
As the wind plays havoc with our microphones, Laura Bush leads us away from the house through a landscape designed to restore native species and, just perhaps, the gardener herself. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Photographs of the Bush Ranch are at npr.org.